Let's talk about why you should treat customer support like you're bigger than you are. Build a business is something one hears time and time again in the IM world. And often this phrase is thrown about in, you know, warrior forum threads or newbie lessons as a counter to the common sentiment among those looking to quit their jobs and work from home that the journey will somehow be easier or more casual than the usual 9-to-5. Most of us know that working for oneself still requires all the discipline and commitment of working in any brick or mortar business. That said, online marketers often neglect some of the core tenets of good business as if they're excused from it due to the web world that they exist in. Offering poor or unprofessional customer support is one of the top offenses when marketers start off in their journey to internet riches. Customer support is far and away one of the biggest factors in how customers and potential customers form their perceptions of a brand. Think about it. When you have a support interaction with a company you've recently purchased a product from, you're probably in a relatively sensitive position. Because you're contacting support, it's highly likely that you're either dissatisfied with their product or service, or that you're stuck and need some help with it. In either case, you're reaching out and requesting help with making an issue go away. And if you think about the interactions you've had with brands over the years when it comes to support, you probably can think of a couple of times where a horrible experience has driven you away from a brand, or where an excellently handled inquiry helps strengthen your loyalty to a brand, maybe even for life. For this reason, it's often best practice for internet marketers to address how they'll offer customer support before they even have the volume to necessitate it. Here are just a few ideas that are free or low cost. Number one, having a dedicated email for customer support. Obviously, that's a really simple thing to do. And if you're not doing anything else, at least you should be doing that. Also, a dedicated Twitter account for customer support. Creating a Facebook page specifically for asking questions and getting help with your product or products. Placing a live chat widget on your website, or creating a knowledge base of support topics and hosting it as a subdomain on your main website. And those are just the tip of the iceberg. Plus, it actually matters very little what your method of offering support is, as long as it satisfies a few key criteria. The first is a fake it until you make it mentality that makes it appear at all times that you are dedicated and professional with your support. No, you don't need to be, you know, disingenuous and make it seem as though you have a dedicated around-the-clock support team, but you should do your best to be that team for your customers. You should also be timely in your handling of tickets and questions. It blows people away when they don't have to wait days for a reply. In fact, as a smaller operation, dexterity and lack of bureaucratic structure are actually an advantage that you can use to offer quicker and more responsive support than your large competitors. Finally, be personal and go above and beyond. Entertain the idea of product changes based upon feedback, and don't be afraid to put in a lot of time on every customer's needs. Remember, the people who trust you enough to try out something you've created have already made the first move towards becoming lifelong customers and brand ambassadors for you. So make sure you make the second move by making them feel valued and heard, no matter what it takes.